Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode 215. How you doing? I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, bringing another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia straight into your ears. It's up to you how you play. I just give you the questions, you decide the rules. I've just got four quick hellos this week. Charlotte Cox says, please wish my husband and daddy, Mr. Krabs, a very happy 40th birthday. That's for the 2nd of May. Happy birthday, Mr. Krabs. Mitchell Slater says, me and the boys do your quiz every week in our van on the way to jobs. We are the Stretch Tent Boys, Mitch, Felix and Connor. Thank you all for listening. Tess Pankhurst says, I'd love it if you could wish my daughter Luca a happy 17th birthday for the 1st of May. Happy birthday, Luca. And hello to Sophie, who says, shout out for my husband Richie. It's our 7-year anniversary in May and both our sons' birthdays. So happy anniversary to you and Richie, and happy birthday to Frankie and Remy. Coming up on this week's podcast, it's a very traditional one. We've got the final fling. We'll be playing Clued Up, 5-4-3-2-1. And let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. It's time then to get on with round number one. 10 questions, mixed bag, potluck trivia. Here we go. Question number one. In which Sonic the Hedgehog game did Knuckles first appear? Question number one. In which Sonic the Hedgehog game did Knuckles first appear? Number two. Which author wrote the books About a Boy and Fever Pitch? Number two, which author wrote the books About a Boy and Fever Pitch? Number three, what is the first tennis Grand Slam of the calendar year? Question three, what is the first tennis Grand Slam of the calendar year? Number four, Blackpool is on the shore of which sea? Question number four, Blackpool is on the shore of which sea? Number five, name the puppet dog behind the viral meme, we're just normal men. I love that meme. I could watch it again and again. So number five, name the puppet dog behind the we're just normal men meme. Number six, in which county is the BBC drama series Happy Valley based? It's not very happy. I think it is a valley, though. So number six, in which county is the BBC drama series Happy Valley based? Number seven, what is the capital of Switzerland? Number seven, what is the capital of Switzerland? Eight, which combat sport has the initials MMA? So number eight, which combat sport has the initials MMA? Number nine, what is the only chess piece that can't move backwards? Number nine, what is the only chess piece that can't move backwards? And number 10, Tom Gleeson and Tom Cashman are the presenters of the Australian version of which comedy show? Number 10, Tom Gleeson and Tom Cashman are the presenters of the Australian version of which comedy show? It's originally a British show. And that's it. That's your 10 questions for round one in this week's Takeaway Trivia. Was it a tricky start? Or are you feeling confident this week? There's still three more rounds to come, and I'll have the answer to round one after round two. So here we go then with round number two. And this week in round number two, question number one is worth 5 points. Question number two is worth 4 points. Three is worth 3 points. Question four is for 2 points. And in question number one, you're playing... No. And in question number five, you're playing for 1 point. I messed it up. I've never messed it up before. Yes, let's play 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Question number one. What are the five most followed religions in the world?
In the world.
Question number one. What are the five most followed religions in the world? Number two. Here in the UK, the number 999 gives you access to four main emergency services. Can you name them? Question number two. 999 gives you access to four main emergency services here in the UK. Can you name them? Number three, what were the first three food items to be rationed in World War II? Question number three, what were the first three food items to be rationed in World War II here in the UK? Number four, which two colours are mixed to make purple? Number four, which two colours are mixed to make purple? And number five, false or true, Boy Scouts can earn a badge in circus skills. Number five, false or true, Boy Scouts can earn a badge in circus skills. There you go, that's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 this week. Obviously, there's 15 points up for grabs there. So if you're not quite ready, pause the podcast. However, if you're ready to proceed, here's the answers to round number one. In which Sonic the Hedgehog game did Knuckles first appear? Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Ah, my teenage years. I love those games. Number two, which author wrote the books About a Boy and Fever Pitch? Nick Hornby. Number three, what is the first tennis Grand Slam of the calendar year? The Australian Open. Number four, Blackpool is on the shore of which sea? The Irish Sea. Five, name the puppet behind the We're Just Normal Men meme. I love this clip. Every Monday, there's a Twitter feed that publishes it. I think it's just called @normalmen. And I always make a point of watching it because it's just joyful. Absolutely joyful. We're just normal men. The character is Hacker T-Dog. Number six. In which county is the BBC drama series Happy Valley based? West Yorkshire. Number seven. What is the capital of Switzerland? Bern. Number eight. Which combat sport has the initials MMA, Mixed Martial Arts? Number nine, what is the only chess piece that can't move backwards? Pawn. And number 10, Tom Gleeson and Tom Cashman are the presenters of the Australian version of which comedy show, originally a British show, and probably one of the funniest comedy shows currently running, Taskmaster. The New Zealand version is awesome as well, really good. Okay, that's your answers to general knowledge done. You will get your answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 after round three. Round three this week is Clued Up. I'm going to give you five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity, and you have to work out who they are as quick as you can. Clue number one is worth 10 points. Clue number two is for 8 points. Clue three is worth 6 points. And we play all the way to clue number five, which is worth just 2 points. This round obviously relies on your honesty as to when you truly guess the identity of the celebrity. So no cheating. You're only cheating yourself. Clue number one for 10 points. I was born in May 1972 in California to my parents Atamavia and Wade Douglas Bowles. My father was part of the first black tag team to win the World Tag Team Championship in the World Wrestling Federation. Who am I? Clue number one for 10 points. I was born May 1972 in California to my parents Atamavia and Wade Douglas Bowles. My father was part of the first black tag team to win the World Tag Team Championship in the World Wrestling Federation. Clue number two. For 8 points, I briefly lived in New Zealand with my mother's family before relocating to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I looked to be a promising football player. I was playing for the Miami Hurricanes when an injury sidelined me. So clue number two for 8 points. I briefly lived in New Zealand with my mother's family before relocating to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I looked to be a promising football player. I was playing for the Miami Hurricanes when an injury sidelined me. Clue number three for 6 points. In the 2010s, I have worked my way up from guest starring in Star Trek Voyager to becoming one of the greatest Hollywood stars of today. Notable films include Black Adam, Moana, Jumanji, and the Fast and Furious franchise. Clue number three for 6 points. In the 2010s, I've worked my way up from guest starring in Star Trek Voyager to becoming one of the greatest Hollywood stars of today. Notable films include Black Adam, Moana, Jumanji, and the Fast and Furious franchise. Clue number four for 4 points. I graduated from Miami in 1995 with a degree in criminology and physiology. However, I decided to follow many of my family and head into professional wrestling. So clue number four, I graduated from Miami in 1995 with a degree in criminology and physiology. However, I decided to follow many of my family and head into professional wrestling. Clue number five for 2 points, if you haven't got it yet, this one hopefully will get it in the bag for you. I am best known as 8-time WWF or WWE champion under the persona The Rock, and even had a top three hit with Wyclef Jean. It doesn't matter. So clue number five for 2 points. I am best known as my 8-time WWF or WWE champion persona, The Rock, and even had a top three hit with Wyclef Jean called It Doesn't Matter. Who is it? I'll give you a while to have a think about that. So we move on to the answers then to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Question number one. What are the five most followed religions in the world? I've used data from Wikipedia for this one. So at one is Christianity with 2.4 billion followers. Islam is second with 1.9 billion. Then it's Hinduism with 1.2 billion. Buddhism with 0.4 billion. And I always thought Judaism would have been the next one. However, according to data on Wikipedia, it's Shinto, which is a Japanese religion with 100 million followers. Judaism slightly down the list with 14.7 million. So Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism and Shinto are the world's most followed religions. Number two, 999 gives you access to the four main emergency services in the UK. Can you name them? So the four answers are police, fire, ambulance and the Coast Guard. So there you go, that's the four main emergency services, but you can also use 999 to access cave rescue, mountain rescue and bomb disposal. Question number three. What were the first three food items to be rationed in the UK in World War II? Butter, sugar, and bacon. Four. Which two colours are mixed to make purple? That's blue and red. And number five. False or true? Boy Scouts can earn a badge in Circus Girls? That is true. And returning to Clued Up, how did you do? Did you guess the celebrity? Born in 1972, briefly lived in New Zealand, planned to be a football player, but an injury sidelined them, so turned to wrestling, became a WWE or WWF champion under the name The Rock, and then also became a Hollywood star, most notably Jumanji 2, Fast and Furious films, Moana, and Black Adam, which is awful. I tried watching it. It's rarely will I turn a film off midway. Once I've started watching a film, I will commit. I had to stop on that one. It was awful. But one of his first ever TV appearances, in fact, I think his first ever acting appearance, was Star Trek Voyager, where he had to wrestle 7 of 9. What an absolutely random episode. Well done if you identified Dwayne Johnson. And he does actually come from a long line of wrestlers. His maternal grandfather was High Chief Peter Mavier, was a wrestler. His maternal grandmother, Leah Mavier, was one of wrestling's few female promoters. His cousin, Savelina Fanin, is also a wrestler working for WWE under the ring name Nia Jax. There you go. All right, let's move on to the next round. And already then, we are at the final fling. 15 questions of potluck trivia, slightly harder than the rest of the podcast, so good luck. So number one, how many teeth should you have if you've got a full complement of them as a human adult? Number one, how many teeth should you have if you've got a full complement of them as a human adult? And number two, who was the US president at the end of the Second World War? Number two, who was the US president at the end of the Second World War? Number three, which Premiership side was once known as Newton Heath? Number three, which Premiership side was once known as Newton Heath? We're talking UK soccer there. Number four, which member of the royal family was the first to have their funeral televised? Number four, which member of the royal family was the first to have their funeral televised? Number five, which family has ruled Monaco since the 13th century? Question five, which family has ruled Monaco since the 13th century? Number six, name the American U-2 pilot who was shot down over Russia in 1960. Question number six, name the American U-2 pilot who was shot down over Russia in 1960. There's a little remembered 90s US TV show called Dark Skies, which starts with that incident. It's a really good paranoid sort of alien invasion TV show. I think it came out at the same time as The X-Files and got overshadowed, but really good show. Number seven, Tim Campbell was the first winner of which UK reality show? Number seven, Tim Campbell was the first winner of which UK reality show? Number eight, whose birthday on the 2nd of October is celebrated around the world as a day of non-violence? Question eight, whose birthday on the 2nd of October is celebrated around the world as a day of non-violence? Number nine, what is the name for the top prize awarded at Crufts? Question number nine, what is the name of the top prize awarded at Crufts? Number 10, musophobia, M-U-S-O, and then phobia, is the fear of what type of animals? Number 10, musophobia, M-U-S-O, and then phobia, is the fear of what type of animals? Number 11, the original Call of Duty video game was set during which conflict? Number 11, the original Call of Duty video game was set during which conflict? Number 12, which country is paella traditionally from? Number 12, which country is paella traditionally from? Number 13, who does Greg Wallace present the UK version of MasterChef with? Number 13, who presents MasterChef alongside Greg Wallace here in the UK? Number 14, which British female vocalist was known as the Force's sweetheart? She used to sing songs during wartime. Number 14, which British female vocalist was known as the Force's sweetheart? And finally, this week, number 15, which hit Canadian comedy show focuses on the Rose family relocating to a remote town they own? So number 15, which hit Canadian comedy show focuses on the Rose family relocating to a remote town that they own? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. Finalise your answers. If you're not ready, pause the podcast. If you are ready, let's move on. Are you sure you're ready with your answers? Go back and have another look just in case you've missed one. But here they come, the answers to the final fling. Number one, how many teeth has a human adult if they have a full complement? 32. Number two, who was the US president at the end of the Second World War? Harry Truman. Number three, which Premiership side was once known as Newton Heath? Manchester United. Number four, which member of the royal family was the first to have their funeral televised? That was George VI. Number five, which family has ruled Monaco since the 13th century? The Grimaldi family. Six, name the American U-2 pilot shot down over Russia in 1960, Gary Powers. Number seven, Tim Campbell was the first winner of which UK reality show? The Apprentice. Number eight, whose birthday on the 2nd of October is celebrated around the world as a day of non-violence? Gandhi. Number nine, what is the name of the top prize awarded at Crufts? Best in Show. Number 10, musophobia is the fear of what type of animals? Horse. Number 11, the original Call of Duty was set during which conflict? World War II. Number 12, which country is paella traditionally from? Spain. 13, who does Greg Wallace present the UK MasterChef with? John Turode. Number 14, which British female vocalist was known as the Force's sweetheart, Vera Lynn? And 15, which hit Canadian comedy show focuses on the Rose family relocating to a remote town they own? It's Schitt's Creek. It's a show I've never watched. I kind of watched the first couple of episodes and then never revisited it. I've heard good things about it. Anyway, there you go. There's your answers to the final fling. Hope you've done well this week. Don't forget to reward yourself with a prize if you've beaten your all-time record. Maybe some extra biscuits with the next cup of tea. Before we go, I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Why do we use bubble bath? Well, bubbles keep your bath warmer longer. A nice quick fact, and one that I can't try out because we've only got a shower here. Never mind. Have a great week, have a safe week, and we will quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.